You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
And our guest, Kamohelo Ditabo. The question really is that does a small business even need a lawyer? It's a common question that many entrepreneurs ask as they start up their businesses. And, you know, a small business owner wears many hats, especially at a startup. But entrepreneurs frequently make the mistake of doing everything by themselves. So the guest is already on the line. Good afternoon to you, Kamohelo.
Good afternoon, Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, not only does it take time away from business owners and their business goals, but it also shows their progress, trying to figure out business law, legal law, and it is a task that most entrepreneurs just want to do. Now, Kamohelo, please tell us, what are the foundational legal tasks a business lawyer performs for a startup?
So, Zama, a business lawyer performs several critical tasks for a startup, including a business formation and structuring, contract drafting and negotiation, intellectual property protection, regulatory compliance and risk management, as well as dispute resolution and litigation support.
That's quite a bit, Now, do I need a lawyer to start my business? I mean, in the digital age, but can't I find everything I need on the internet?
I mean, while online resources can provide a good starting point, a lawyer offers a personalized guidance and expertise that are tailored to your specific business needs, right? Or whatever circumstances. They can help you navigate complex legal issues, identify potential risks, and ensure that there's compliance with relevant laws and regulations.
Is it an absolute necessity?
It's a definite necessity. I mean, not, I would say compulsory, but it's definitely mandatory that you do get a lawyer.
Now, what are the most significant legal risks a new business faces if it doesn't hire a lawyer?
Well, without a lawyer, a new business may face quite significant risks, like your inadequate contract. Imagine a poorly drafted contract can lead to a lot of disputes, financial loss, and even legal action. Secondly, it could be intellectual property infringement. You fail to protect your IP rights. It can result in a loss of competitive advantage and business opportunities. Not forgetting that there's non-compliance with regulations. When you ignore regulatory requirements, it can lead to fines, penalties, even your reputational damage.
What would you say are the most significant legal risks a new business faces if it does not hire a lawyer, if at all?
Okay. So our usual ones would be penalties. It's your fine. It's reputational damage. Those are the main ones that lead businesses to either closure, complete closure, usually.
Now, you're saying a fine. Please just expand on that.
So, different businesses have regulatory bots that may guide them, right? So, it could happen that you have to register, particularly it could be a license, and you have to register under a particular bot. However, you haven't done so, and the bot do discover that you haven't done so. So they will count from the time that you actually started to operate your business to the time whereby you were found. And then a fine will be involved.
Okay. Now, is it ever acceptable for an entrepreneur to DIY, as it were, their legal setup using online templates? If so, when and what would you say the limitations are?
Okay, so while online templates can be a good starting point, they work only for like your simple and straightforward situations. So there's definitely limitations. You may not provide like adequate protection for, I don't know, a complex intellectual property or like a contract arrangement. So it's very essential to have a lawyer review and customize your documents in accordance to your business needs to ensure they meet like your specific business laws as provided for.
Hmm. Now, which specific areas of the law do entrepreneurs most commonly overlook or misunderstand?
Okay, so usually it's your tax compliance.
Tax compliance.
Right. Ignoring tax obligations can lead to those penalties again and your damage of the damage of your reputation.
Doesn't that need an accountant, though, or a tax consultant rather than a lawyer?
We specialize in tax law.
Tax law, okay.
Correct. So we are tax practitioners and are able to assist you with all tax-related matters.
Mm. All right.
Right.
Yes, yes, you were going to say as a second point?
Right. So the second point, it's usually employment law. There's complete non-compliance with employment regulations and it often results in lawsuits, and the entrepreneurs often come to us when they actually have a problem instead of just addressing the issues at the beginning. And then the last one would be contract law. There's a lot of poorly drafted contracts, and they often lead to disputes and financial losses. Now, this is definitely the second after the tax compliance.
Now, please tell us about, because I just heard very briefly but that you were saying that you're doing tax. Just tell us about exactly the things and the areas of your service and how people can actually access your service, those who are listening.
Okay. Thank you so much. We provide strategic legal and business consulting services. Our services are tailored to startups, ensuring they make informed, legally sound decisions. Our expertise include your business formation, your fundraising, intellectual property protection, and regulatory compliance. That's where the tax comes in. We help entrepreneurs to navigate those complex legal issues, and we help them to build a solid foundation for, you know, long-term success. So to access our services, you can contact us through our website, which is nexuslegal.co.za, or you can WhatsApp us on 063-641-0186 to schedule a consultation with an experienced lawyer.
Sorry, you said that. Please just give us the name of the organization again.
Nexus Legal.
NEXUS.
Yes, and it's legal.
Nexus Legal.
Correct.
So it's just say the website again, Nexus Legal.
Nexuslegal.co.za.
Nexuslegal.co.za. And where can people once again contact you? You said 063?
At 063-641-0186.
0186. Man, Kamohelo Ditabo, thank you so much for your time. Pleasure to talk to you this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me, Zama.
Lovely. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.